A lot can happen in the world.
What do we do? Who do we turn to?
How do we handle it? Welcome to the Situation Room on Active FM.
Jeremiah 33 verse 6, it says, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people." Listen to that. "I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security." So, if you look at the deepest wounds that are in human beings, it's things that have been done to us, and specifically the deepest wounds are the wounds of rejection. You know, rejection of all sorts of people. Rejection even could be of our parents, could be of someone that we were in a relationship with, could be a spouse, could be friends, could be a whole community. Those wounds of rejection are the deepest wounds inside the spirit man of a human being. And the effects of these type of, you know, emotional attacks and rejections and things like that are very serious, because they affect our self-esteem. They affect who we see that God has created in us. And as I said yesterday, not even time can heal these wounds. Not even time. The thing is, the wounds are there and they're permanent until they get healed. It's like cancer. Time won't heal cancer. The cancer has to be removed. The cancer has to be healed. And spiritual wounds are like a spiritual cancer, or it's like a spiritual infection. And you need a spiritual antibiotic in order to overcome that. Now, looking at this concept, we also see that Jesus told us the parable of the Good Samaritan. This man's walking down, he's on a journey walking, and he gets attacked by robbers, and they beat him to within an inch of his life. And he's lying there, left injured, left half dead by wicked people. And the Samaritan comes along and saves him. And this injured man was probably incredibly grateful to the Samaritan, because the Samaritan helped him, unlike his own people, because this man was probably a Jew. His own people, the priest, you know, the pastor, the priest, was not prepared to be interrupted by this man's injuries. The Levite, an expert in the law, he was not willing to be interrupted by this man's injuries. Yet the Samaritan, a man who's supposed to be the scum of the earth, he interrupted his daily activities and he stopped to help a wounded stranger who lay in despair and he lay in pain. And that's a real act of love. If you think about it, that moment, the traveler probably didn't know if he's going to live or die. Okay? The Samaritan probably would not have been sure, because obviously from what Jesus is talking about, this man can't even move himself around. Therefore, his injuries must have been severe. And so the Samaritan may help him and he may die anyway. But the Samaritan helped him anyway. And that would have increased this man's thankfulness. And if you look at the Good Samaritan, he didn't come to this injured victim with a list of rules to find out if he should help this man or not. He didn't come to him with a demand that he must commit to his belief. He simply served a fellow human being in need using two things, oil and wine. He simply served him. And you know, sometimes we have far too many rules that we give people before we're prepared to help them. And it sounds so good. It sounds so spiritual. It sounds so economic. I want you to think about the wine. What would the wine have done? The wine would have served as an antiseptic to stop the wounds that this man have from getting infected. And you could spiritually say that could be a picture of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus being a spiritual antiseptic. The oil that he used to soothe his wounds can be seen as the symbolic presence maybe of the Holy Spirit. And so a mixture of the blood of Jesus coming and being applied to those wounds in your soul, in your inner man, in your spirit man. The blood of Jesus is an antiseptic to stop it being infected further. And then the Holy Spirit is an ointment, a spiritual ointment that begins to bring healing and restoration right there inside your core. Right there in the core, in the middle of who you are. And this is the beginning of where restoration occurs. Restoration occurs by the blood of Jesus. Restoration that is done by the blood of Jesus, maintained by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's what God wants to do in your life. But in order for this to happen, you've got to have an encounter with Jesus. And I would really ask you to start asking God to give you an encounter with Jesus, your own personal encounter with Jesus, to give you a revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus that it has to bring healing and restoration into your life. As I said yesterday, the last of the seven places where Jesus shed his blood was when they took a spear and they shoved it into the side of Jesus to test if he was dead. And the Bible says that when they pushed that spear into his side, blood and water flowed. And it indicated that, Jesus died of a broken heart. And he died of a broken heart because of all the rejection that he suffered in going to the cross. And Jesus was rejected. So that when we apply the blood of Jesus, when we apply the blood of restoration over our lives, we might be accepted. We might be restored from all rejection. And that's what God wants to do in your life. You know, also you can think of it as that blood and water flowed, the last drops of Jesus' blood was shed for us. Jesus shed every drop of his blood for us to make sure that our restoration, our deliverance, our forgiveness, our healing, our justification, our sanctification is completely and utterly true through and through. And so the blood of Jesus becomes medicine to you when you're sick. And so I want you to repeat after me the declaration. So I have the best medicine. The blood of Jesus. I have the best ointment. The Holy Spirit. Let's say it once more. Say, I have the best medicine. The blood of Jesus. I have the best ointment. The Holy Spirit. All right, let's pray together. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord, thank you for your salvation. Thank you that through faith in Jesus, I'm able to see the blood of his wounds applied over my life, and it gives me complete healing. When your son was beaten and killed, you came to me and looked at me through his sacrifice with eyes of mercy. Then you healed me. You healed my soul and filled me with your Holy Spirit. Now you, by your hand, guide me in every step that I take. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Revealing extraordinary power, opening ourselves up to the truth, brilliant light piercing through the darkness. Press on every side, but not crush, no, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ. Side, but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. attention on the seen, but the unseen, not distracted by slight short-lived troubles, no, we endure. I will focus